The killings last week in Fallujah have not affected public support in the U.S. for the war in Iraq. That's the finding from a new poll out today from the Pew Research Center. But the poll finds that the continuing violence in Iraq may be affecting the job approval ratings for President Bush. More Americans now disapprove of the way the president is doing his job, 47%, compared to 43% who approve. The national survey of 790 adults was conducted from April 1st through the 4th. Joining us now to talk about the findings is Andrew Kohut. He's the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. Andy, what do these findings mean for the president? Just how bad is this for him?
He's got a lot of trouble. We've conducted 51 national surveys since he took office. This is the lowest approval rating at 43 he's ever gotten in our poll. And it's obviously well below the 50% danger mark for reelection. People are not happy with his stewardship of the economy, only 39% approved, and obviously not happy about Iraq, 40% approved, down from 59% in January when the public was very exultant about the capture of Saddam Hussein. So on these two centerpieces of his policy, the economy, of his presidency, the economy, and going to war in Iraq, the public is displeased.
And what about the attitude specifically toward the war?
Well, the public is not questioning the decision, as Senator Kennedy suggested that they are, but they are wondering how long are we going to stay there. We still have 6 in 10 saying we made the right decision going to war, but the percentage of people saying we should keep troops there till the government is stable versus get out as soon as possible has narrowed to 50% keep them there to 44% get out. In January, it was 63 to 32 on that same question. People are getting gun-shy, and they're blaming the president. Only 32% think President Bush has a clear plan to deal with the Iraq situation.
And was Iraq the biggest problem for the president last week? There was that other issue in the news with the 9/11 Commission.
Well, there was the 9/11 Commission, but gasoline prices was an even bigger issue to the public.
Closer to home.
Closer to home. We found 58% following news about gasoline prices very closely, compared to 36% for Iraq, 29% for the 9/11 Commission, and 28% for Clark's allegations. So this little indicator that you see a couple, three times a week is really tough for President Bush. And only 29% said they have a good opinion of the president's energy prices. So he's got trouble in Iraq. He's got trouble at the gas station.
Now, as for the 9/11 commission hearings, what about his ratings on terrorism following those hearings in Washington last week?
Well, his approval ratings for dealing with terrorism are still a strong suit, but they're only a strong suit at a level of 53%, not 65%, which is what we had in January. It still remains the thing that the public has the best regard for, but clearly with regard to Bush, but clearly the Clark allegations and the 9/11 Commission have people scratching their heads about that one, too.
Taking all of this together, what does this mean for the White House?
What it means is they're going to have a lot more trouble than they might have expected in getting reelection. You have to have a presidential, second-term presidential elections are a referendum on the performance of the president. Right now, many Americans have changed their mind and are saying thumbs down to President Bush.
Andy, thanks for coming in to talk to us.
You're welcome.
Andrew Kohut is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.